Well, that's nail on the head. It is Into the Wild, Uriah Heep album. That's the name of the tour. You can see them the 3rd at the Brighton Centre. We're talking about December, obviously. 6th at the Bournemouth O2 Academy. It's the 8th, the O2 Shepherd's Bush. And the 10th, it's the Oxford O2 Academy as well. And where are you going to spend Christmas this year then, Mick?
Do you know what? I'm going to Cornwall with my family.
Uh-huh.
We decided this is the first year we've ever gone away, to be honest. We normally, like to have the... do the family thing, the family tradition thing. But this year we're going to just go away to a hotel in Cornwall. It's right on the beach. Oh, it'll be cold and everything, but, a bit of fresh air. And just to get away with the family and be with them, because I've been out on the road so many dates this year, and we've been out over 200 dates this year, 200, days of the year away from home. So it's time to sort of realign the family, and that'd be a good place to do it down in Cornwall.
Well, that's the trouble. I mean, as I said earlier on, you're a guy that I can't ever see retiring. You love what you do on stage and all that. But of course, it's always the family that suffers, because in your line of business, you ain't at home very much.
Yeah, well, it's tough all around. But the family knew what I was doing. I was doing this before the family, if you like.
Yeah.
And so it was all taken on board, from the onset. So. They understand it very well, but it still gets tough.
I know. When I, before I met my wife, I used to work for the offshore station. So, and I met her while I was on there. So people say, well, don't you mind him being away so much? She said, he was away when I first met him. So it's
exactly. But what he does is, when you do come home, you value those times, which is wonderful.
Over the years, I mean, you're one of the longest serving bands now. Although, heck, there's a lot of your rockers going around. Were the times when you thought, this is a time when we're not going to continue, like when David left, back in the 70s, was that a time when you thought, maybe we'd better call it a day now or not?
I think those decisions do come into your head, or those thoughts do come into your head, but, it's very, very, it goes in one side and out the other, because, this is what I do and this is what I love doing, so, there's never any question not to do it. There may have been probably one time where I might have thought I wouldn't do it under the banner of Uriah Heep, but, again, that was short-lived, and here we are, and I'm ever thankful that I kept the band going, really.
Mm. What was the year when you thought, we've really made it now, when you've obviously been supporting acts up till then? I mean, I know you've toured with Three Dog Night, Steppenwolf, and up to there. When was the time when, was it around Demons and Wizards where you thought,
yeah, Demons and Wizards was the album that took us on the world stage, and it kind of all snowballed from there. Up to then, it was just a general climb. But by the time we got to Demons and Wizards, we actually had recorded something that appealed to the masses, which is amazing when that happens. You can't catch your breath.
Mm. This band you've got together at the moment, I mean, apart from one change, you've been together quite a while, haven't you, this outfit?
About 26 years, yeah. It's more than most bands surviving their career.
Absolutely.
It's great. It's a stable lineup now, and it's a good place to be in, Uriah, because I say, we never stop touring, and I always say that a working band's a happy band, and so we're a happy band at the moment because we haven't stopped working.
when you're not gigging, do you ever go to gigs and see other acts, or doesn't that bother you at all?
Very rarely, because when I go home, I like to spend quality time with the family. But I do, when we're out on the road, we play festivals, or we've got a day off somewhere, and somebody's playing up the road, we'll go and see them, So, yeah, but yeah, we still get out and see quite a few shows over the year.
And I guess it doesn't bother you anymore from the early days what the critics think of you, because they've never actually fallen in love with Uriah Heep, have they? But fortunately, the punters do.
Well, they didn't in the early days, because I think we came out at the end, and bands like Purple and Sabbath and all established, and Jethro Tull and that. And then we came at the very end in a big blaze of publicity. And the press sort of went sort of against us for a bit. But, that did us proud, to be honest, because that made us more of a people's band, because, the people voted with buying the albums and buying the concert tickets, it just snowballed from there, which was great for us.
When did you get your first signature guitar?
First signature guitar?
Yeah.
About 4 or 5 years ago, I found this company called Carparelli out in Canada. Yeah. And I approached the main guy, and we started talking. And what I wanted to do is, I'm a Gibson Les Paul man, and that beauty was getting bashed up by airlines all over the world. So I thought I'd leave them at home, and I'll just try and find a guitar I could work with out on the road. And I got hold of this Carparelli guitar company in Canada. Yeah. And they sent me one over, and I said to my guitar guy, because I've had many, many people trying to give me guitars, you know, so I thought, well, I'll just try this for a couple of numbers or a number.
Yeah.
And see if it works. And if it doesn't, give me back the Gibson again, you know. And I kept it on for about 3 weeks, and I thought, well, hang on, this must be right. And then we started talking with the company, and he said, look, I'd love to make you a signature guitar. So I said, well, that's wonderful. And they made me a beautiful guitar to my spec, and, yes, it's brilliant.
Wonderful stuff. Mick, it's lovely talking to you, and well done for keeping going all these years and still enjoying it.
Well, thank you, my friend.
The album's Into the Wild. It is The Heap. It is the 23rd studio album, as loyal fans will know. And as I say, Brighton, Bournemouth, Shepherd's Bush and Oxford very soon indeed. At the moment in South America. Have a great gig out there. Don't wear yourself out before you get here, will you?
Not at all, mate. We are gagging to do the UK. We just want to get out there and rock. You know, we're delighted the tour's in place. We're delighted we're finishing our world tour in the UK. So, we can't wait to get out there and play for all our fans there.
Have a good time.
Thanks, my friend. Happy days.